Senator Lisa Murkowski unveiled the Early Intervention for Graduation Success Bill today at East High School in Anchorage. APRN's Josh Edge has the story.
Senator Murkowski says this legislation would not introduce a new program, but would expand on dropout legislation that is already in place.
The first step to gain this acknowledgement that we cannot just take a short period at the end of a young person's academic career here and target that. We need to applying the assistance all throughout that academic tract, beginning in early childhood.
Alaska has long struggled with high dropout rates, which have been up to twice the national average. Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Superintendent Steve Atwater says that in just a couple weeks, he and teachers will see kindergartners in class for the first time who are all over the map when it comes to being ready for school.
And it's quickly obvious that some of those that have had preschool education are doing much better than others. And so the way to attack various problems in education is sometimes complicated, and other times it's pretty simple. And that is just getting the kids ready for school when they come to school in kindergarten is a very simple thing that we can do, and it will lead to better results.
Anchorage School District Superintendent Carol Como says that identifying those kids who aren't quite ready at an early age is a vital part of the process.
We do a much better job intervening early and really providing extra tutoring or extra time or helping parents read more at home, you know, whatever it is, then I think the kids are going to be on a trajectory of success as they work up through the grades instead of disengaging from school and saying, oh, I can't do this, so I'm not going to try. And that's what happens to too many. And so they stop coming regularly. And if they don't come to school, we can't teach them. So it's really a progressive disconnect, and that's what I think does lead to dropouts.
Once a student is identified as needing help, Como says there are additional steps that will need to take place.
Once we identify a child at risk, child who needs extra support, then we need to be able to design individual learning plans, basically, for those young people. And a part of that, I think, has to be connecting the school and the family so the parents know what they can do with their young people at home, but also so that we know what the kids' strengths are and what their issues are that might be in the way of them being ready to start school.
Murkowski says that the dollar amount allocated to the current dropout program will remain at $125 million per year nationwide. The bill would provide competitive renewable five-year grants to fund states' sustainable dropout prevention programs. The grants could fund early childhood educator tuition assistance for teachers who will remain in that state, increase and monitor early childhood program quality, align the curriculum and performance standards from kindergarten through college, and expand access to early childhood education. In Anchorage, I'm Josh Edge.